Okay, so I only had like one dream last night, and I have taken a nap, and I still didn't get any good dreams, so I really only have like a little bit to tell y'all today. I am sorry, it is 100% my fault. I stayed up till 4? I have so much trouble keeping a good schedule, mainly because normally, like, it's normally something like talking about dreams. Last night it was partially talking about dreams with somebody, but I was also just hanging out with my wifey, watching TV and stuff. And see, that's the thing, like, I'm getting home at like 8:30 today, and I know I'm bringing home Guardians of the Galaxy and How to Train Your Dragon 2 so that we can watch them. So it's like, yeah, so when am I going to bed? I mean, I do get to sleep in the morning, and I am well rested now because of a nap. But it's still just like, sleep, where art thou? Which seems to happen to me a lot. I just don't really want to go to bed. I hate sleep. I love dreaming. So it's very difficult for me to sleep. So I had one dream. It was pretty big. I went to what I call Dream Utah. I used to live in Utah back in the day. So for me to. And so I've had quite a few dreams about Utah, and the dream world always seems the same, and it's nothing like Utah, but it's always referred to as Utah. So last night they didn't even refer to it as Utah, but it looked like it. And Leslie Knope was in it. I don't know if you guys watch Parks and Rec. It's almost over. It was an amazing show. Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, it has Chris Pratt in it, and I watched the SNL last night with Chris Pratt in it. I usually don't watch SNL. Like, I'm not like a SNL person. Like, oh my gosh, that's the best thing ever. But when someone good hosts it, I usually will listen to it or watch it, like in the background. Like, I was just talking on Skype with a bunch of people. My wife was doing some schools and playing on her computer with photos and stuff like that. So yeah, like. It's not like I'm like, oh man, I gotta come up on SNL. Which would be weird because I don't make that voice ever. So, yeah, just all this information you don't need to know about me right there for your information. So, yeah, Leslie Knope was in it, and that's Amy Poehler. I forgot to like even say. If you guys don't actually watch that show, but you've seen her in other things, probably. Weird looking lady. But she's funny. She's one of the few funny people that funny girls. I do not usually think that girls are funny. Normally when they try to be funny, I hate them and I want them to leave. So yeah. I don't like funny women very often. I don't find them funny. Not to be genderist, there's a lower percentage of funny women. Most guys are like 50 times funnier than women, even not funny guys. Versus funny women. And then there's like, you know, Tina Fey is funny. There's one other woman that's funny. I can't remember who it is right now. But anyways, so in the dream, it was Leslie Knope. It was not actually Amy Poehler, the actress. It was Leslie Knope, the crazy woman in the TV show. And what she had done was set up a whole elaborate scavenger hunt for me. And I was going around town trying to figure out all the clues and stuff. And it kept bringing me back in a circle to this one huge building, which looked a lot like a town hall in Clash of Clans. I don't know if you played it. I just started playing it because a friend of mine plays it. And I'm trying to play video games with people that I know versus just playing random video games now like I used to. Instead of just playing all the really fun video games, I'd rather play video games to connect with people that I know. I don't see the people that I know enough. I'd rather connect with them through there as well. So, holy crap. See, like, I just cannot talk without, like, throwing all sorts of random deets about me. All of the details about Brennan are here. I mean, Sensei. See? All of my details. Here's my social security number, and my cell phone, and my credit card number. But yeah, most of the dream was kind of circular, going around in circles. It was pretty vivid. Especially near the end, the things got very, very difficult to do all of the scavenger things. I don't know what those are called. I don't know what they're called right now. The rhymes that have meaning. I don't know. Anyways, it's hard to find the next clues because it was actually me doing it. And I gathered the help of a few dream characters. And some of them seemed actually more like dream characters than people I know. And there was no one else from the show in it. So it was strange, but it was fun. And I wish I would have dreamt more today. I'm trying to pull up more dreams. I mean, I just got up from a nap. I'm heading to work, so it's just like, come to me. But everybody has kind of off nights. At least during my off nights, I at least have a dream. I have a dream. And so, yeah, I will be hopefully lucid dreaming tonight. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Generally my dream goals are really, really simple. So the dream goal to find and fight Frying Man is actually pretty specific for me. I usually don't do that specific. Usually if I'm going to find and fight someone, it's something evil, so it's a lot easier to start fighting it because it's just like, now we're fighting. With Frying Man, it's hard to because whenever I see him in a dream, I just think of all the times that we've talked, and it's just like, hey, how's it going? You know, and like, I want to ask him about his day and stuff like that rather than fight him. So that's why, even though I've seen him twice now, I tried to summon him once as well, but it's not like the easiest thing ever to just start a fight. That's not that I have trouble summoning lightsabers. I can summon a lightsaber or sword in a second. Some dreams, yeah, it will make it difficult, but like 99% of the time I can summon those within a breadth of a second. And of course, if I summoned one, a dream character would summon one right back. It would be amazing. But, and they have many times. So, alright, I'm just going to end it here. It's pretty short because I had a short night, so hoping for awesomeness tomorrow. Bye!